And then these are, if you were going to make a good soup or something, what are some of the vegetables you might put in it?
Well, you put potatoes and tomatoes and... You can make sure that I don't know what else.
Yeah, well, how about this kind of green vegetable? It's kind of, it's used especially in soup. You fry.
Yeah.
And when something is like an apple or something, is a dried apple, you'd say when that apple dried, the skin on the apple was all...
Yeah, all swivel.
Yeah. Swivel. Yeah, right. And then we're talking about cabbage, and would you say those cabbage big? You'd say those?
Cabbage are larger.
Okay, yeah. And then to get beans out of their casings, you.
Shell yeah. Bean.
Okay, now what kinds of beans do you
see? Well, there's different varieties. We go pole beans mostly here, and there's bunch beans. Then there's October beans, a certain kind, a variety.
Mm-hmm. And then the, well, how about these large kind of yellowish flat beans that you shell?
They're, butter beans.
Okay.
They're butter beans, big flat.
Now, are butter beans different from lima beans?
No, I believe the same thing.
Okay.
But there's different sizes of them. Now you can take a small butter bean or you can take a large one.
But they're all about the same thing.
Yeah.
Now, what would you call, you talked about pole beans, what kind of a general name might you use for all those beans, for pole beans and Kentucky Wonders and running beans and all of those together? What I'm getting at is, would you be more likely to call all of those green beans or all of those string beans?
Well, string beans are general use of them, string and eat that way.
Rather than green beans?
Yeah. Well, they're green when you string them.
But you don't usually use the term green. Did you ever hang up those green beans or string beans on strings and hang them up and
dry? I think I used to see some that way, but I don't know too much about it.
Remember what they were called? When they
string beans, wasn't it?
Okay. And then the edible tops of turnips.
Be greens.
All right. And the if you had one head of lettuce and added another, you'd have two
heads.
All right. And did you ever hear that used with children? Somebody say he had seven
heads. Yeah. I heard roughly not very many.
Joking. Now, there's another word you might use for a great number. And the word I'm thinking of is passel.
I didn't hear that.
Never heard the word a passel. He had a passel of
children. Yeah, it seemed like I had heard somebody say a whole passel of them.
Okay.
That wouldn't mean in a certain amount, though.
Right. Okay. Now, but on a corn, on an ear of corn, the first thing you take off is the
shuck.
And then corn served on the cob is called?
Calling on the cob.
Do you ever call anything else?
No, I didn't.
Either, green corn or
roasting ear.
Yeah, okay.
Roasting ear now.
Yeah, and the top of the corn stalk that you have to remove is the
tassel.
And then that stringy stuff that you have to take off.
Silk.
And then this is a large orange thing that grows out in the garden. The kids like to carve them at Halloween.
Oh yeah, that's pumpkins. Pumpkins.
All right. Now the smaller things that are in the same family as the pumpkins.
Squash.
All right. And then these things, different kind. Would you just name some different kinds of melons that grow around here?
Yeah, watermelons, mushmelons.
Yeah, all right. Now, is a mushmelon, do you ever use the word cantaloupe?
Yeah.